Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to the Caroline and Moe Afternoon Show. And we've got a very special guest here in the studio.
We have. And she just walked into the studio. And she's a very good friend of mine. Her name is Helen Clinton Pacey, commonly known as H. But you've heard from the beast from the east and the pest from the west. And now here we have the mouse from the south, part hyena, part woman.
That's charming, Mo.
You're wicked.
She loves me.
You're wicked. You love it. Now, how? Listen to that. It's just definitely a hyena, isn't it?
How are you, Helen?
I'm fine, thank you, Caroline. And please somebody talk to me sensibly.
Right then, OK. What have you been up to since we last
What have I been up to? Rehearsing, because for the play, The Apollo, that's not on till May, Entertaining Angels. But I want to make a little bit of a plug for a young lady. She's 26, is not well at all, got three young children, and a friend of mine did a big fundraising for her at Lake Rotary Club the other week. But she's been left with hundreds of raffle prizes. So on Saturday at Sandown Conservative Club, yours truly will be having a stall there from 11 till 4 that says everything must go, and you can barter, but don't insult me.
That's a brilliant
insult
idea.
You.
They can give what they like, you see, because everything has got to go, because the woman hasn't got the room to put it in her house.
And that's off the main shopping street.
It's on Station Avenue.
Station Avenue.
Yeah, Station Avenue, on the right-hand side.
What sort of things? Is it large items?
Oh, there's large items, there's meals, there's hairdos.
Fantastic.
All sorts. Mm. She was given, I mean, when she actually did the fundraising day, she had two Shetland ponies dressed as unicorns. They raised loads of money. Because it was kid effective, you see, straight.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday.
Saturday the 17th. Okay. Which is St Patrick's Day, by the way. Don't forget that.
And what time?
11 till 4 at Sandown Conservative Club.
Brilliant. Right, we'll carry on with the music, and then we'll talk a little bit more to Helen. That's Chicane featuring Brian Adams, and it's a song called "Don't Give Up." And this Saturday, as you probably realise, the 17th of March is St Patrick's Day.
Yeah, don't give up.
Sure is.
I'll give up with this woman sat next to me, believe me.
We've been talking a bit about St Patrick's Day and Irish. You don't hear Irish jokes, though, as much now, do you? One time they were really popular.
They were. Do you want me to tell you one?
Go on, then. Okay. Is it funny?
It is quite funny, yeah. Paddy and Mick, the two Irish men, were being interviewed by the police, and the policeman said to Paddy, "Where do you live?" He said, "No fixed abode." So then he turned to Mick and said, "Where do you live?" He said, "In the flat above him."
Very good.
That's my best Irish accent.
So if you're Irish and you're listening to the programme, you might want to look away now or switch off.
Yeah.
Now.
Switch off. Yeah, come on, hyena, come.
Well, I'm actually looking on my phone at the minute to see if I can find an Irish joke, and I can't.
Well, you can never find anything when you want it. So tell us what you're up to.
What am I up to?
Yeah. Filming.
I've got some filming going on at the end of the month. 23rd, I think it is. 22nd and 23rd. At Waterlooville.
Oh, that's not far.
It's Portsmouth, isn't it? Yeah. That direction.
Yes. It's in that area.
I've got to go across water.
Well, you can't walk it.
No, I can't. I've tried, but I can't.
So what are you filming?
It's for a record company, and I'm going to be dressed as an astronaut.
Oh, no.
Dressed as an astronaut, and I have to entertain this Chihuahua dog who does get sent up to space.
And what's this for?
It's for some group that a lady singer, Roberta Federer, as her name is, and they approached me, and I met them in the 64 restaurant in Ryde, and it's just to promote her records.
Oh,
she's
right,
done them before here, apparently, in Shanklin.
So how did you get into that then?
It was just something I saw on Facebook.
I saw it on Facebook as well, and I thought, I might go for that, but I saw your name on there. You'd already gone for it. I thought, well, I can't compete with this woman.
This is why I never get a part in one of Kevin Wilson's plays, you know. I always say to him, why don't you give me a part in your play? And he'll say, because you're always in something else. And then he gave me a cracking part at Christmas and I couldn't do it.
Oh, I know, I've done it instead. But and you done one for me, didn't you?
I did, yes, Boadicea. Yes.
Yeah, so us actresses and thespians help each other out.
Right, on that note, we'll have some more music. And this is a track from Donovan. It's called Sunshine Superman. That's an Isle of Wight band. They're called the Cassette Recorders.
I like that.
That's a track called Text Me When You've Landed. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
I like that,
sort of music you just bop to, isn't it? You don't dance to it, you just stand there.
If you're old and decrepit, you can just sit in your chair with your sherry and bop.
Oh, now we know what you'll be doing then, H. Now, come on, I want to ask you about, you're going out to another country looking after any animals?
I'm going back to Malaysia in July.
Well, the same people.
Same people.
Same dog.
Same dog, except it's bigger. Ah, but I did find out something about this dog the other day.
Okay.
When I was out in Malaysia, I kept looking at it, and they kept telling me it was a Labrador. And I said, I think you've been robbed. I don't think it's a Labrador. Anyway, I saw a Malaysian lady I was talking to the other day, and I showed her the picture of this dog, and she said, yes, that is a Malaysian Labrador. They've got a more pointed face and thinner. So it's like a bit like a pointer, and the legs are a lot longer and thinner. So it was a Labrador, but it wasn't an English Labrador.
So,
you learn something every day, don't you?
I know. I've learned something.
There you go. See?
I didn't see any Malaysian Labradors at Crofts, though, did you?
No.
Did you watch any of
them? I did. I watched the silly ones as well. I watched the outtakes from before.
Oh, was it good?
Well, yeah, because there was one where this woman took this dog round. It looked like a little Jack Russell thing, and it decided it wanted to go to the toilet before it went through the tunnel, and it did.
Oh, no.
It does happen, though, doesn't it? It does. But who won Crofts then this year?
Oh, I can't remember now.
No, I can't. Was it the Whippet?
Yes.
I didn't see any of it. Yeah.
Well, what made me laugh about that was that some of the owners have matching outfits, don't they?
Oh, God,
They go to all that trouble to look the part.
I used to work for a pet food company one time, and they used to manufacture their own green tripe, which I don't know whether you've ever smelled it. It's just abysmal.
My mum used to eat tripe.
Yeah, but that's what it's bleached.
In vinegar.
But what green tripe, when it comes straight from the animal, is vile. But dogs love it. And I used to have to take that round, and one person said, she said, well, would you mind showing my dog? And I went, what do you mean? She said, would you mind running round the ring with my dog? And I thought, oh, good God. I went, oh, yeah, all right, then why not? Somewhere in Lincolnshire. Great big Great Dane it was.
You could have ridden it, couldn't
yeah,
you?
And I could at the time, I was thinner. But I had to trot, and you have to trot with them.
How did you get on?
I was just in hysterics, and I think everybody else was. The dog did get somewhere, though, because she was apparently one of the highest breeders of Great Danes.
Fantastic.
But she didn't have a very good handler.
Right, we'll hear from Take That. This is a track called The Flood, and then we'll have a word from our sponsors. That's a fabulous band called The Jam, and that's a track called When You're Young. And it's just coming up to 12 minutes to 3 on this Thursday afternoon. And we're live in the Vectis Radio Riverside Centre studio. And we've been talking about some of Helen's stories. And I remember you mentioned, what was she called? Piketty?
Sheila Russell at Piketty Witch.
Piketty Witch.
Yeah.
And she's the one with all the allergies.
Yes. She was supposed to be. There was a little tiny snippet in the paper, and I read it, and it just said that she was getting better. She was in America. She was getting better, but they wanted somebody that had got some, not nursing qualifications, but nursing value, so to speak, a caring person, and somebody with a good sense of humour. And I thought, oh, I could do that. A bit like I did with the dog sitting. I could
laugh
that.
Like a hyena.
Yeah. So, cut a long story short, I went to Bristol and was interviewed, and within 3 days I was in America. And the girl was a fake. It was me that got her bubble blown, and they got her brought back to England eventually. And they did this special flat for her in Bristol near the suspension bridge. And she, even though I bubbled her, she actually asked for me to look after her, but I declined. But I had some weird experiences when I was out there. She threw me out of the house once, and it was Thanksgiving they have there, don't they?
Oh yeah, in America. Yeah.
And I was starving because she hadn't allowed any food in the house for about 4 days. So I think, oh yeah, Thanksgiving, we'll get something to eat. So off I trot, and I'm taken right up the top of this mountain. Oh God! And when we got there, I was on a hippie commune, which was fine. That's no problem with that.
Well, you felt quite at home there then.
Oh yes, absolutely. And there was two of the ladies were very, very pregnant, as in very, very pregnant, labouring pregnant.
Okay.
And I had to go and hum on their bellies. You know, hum. And then I asked if I could use the restroom. Oh, that was it. First, before that, they said, are you hungry? I said, I really am. Well, come and see our turkey. It was a pumpkin, because they were all vegetarians.
Why did you have to hum on these pregnant
Because it's like, that's the sort of thing they do. That you have to put your head on the stomach and just go, hum.
And was that supposed to be relaxing
it's
for the babies?
Supposed to be relaxing for the babies.
Oh, right.
And so I asked
about food, and then you come up with that.
I asked for the restroom, and I was given this candle, and I thought, hang on, they're trying to tell me something here. But they sent me outside, and I thought, all I want to do is go for a wee wee. And I had to climb up this ladder, about 30 foot up this ladder, under a canvas, and pee on the compost heap.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
And I'm sat there with this candle in my hand.
It's like the best of all toilets.
And I'm giggling my head off, thinking, people, if I go back home, they're just not going to believe this. I'm 30 foot up in the air, under a green canvas with a candle, having a wee. But it's true.
Helen, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
your stories are always different, aren't they?
There's plenty of them.
And we never know quite what to expect, do we, Mo?
Certainly not. I mean, I didn't know anything about that. I've known most of the things that you've done, but not that.
Right.
I could tell you, next time I'm here, if you have me back, I could tell you about the house where somebody was murdered.
Oh, right. Okay, that sounds good. To that then.